say what you want. Well, keep it clean, but preach it, brother. Here's Steve.
He's calling up my wall.
Yeah, preach it, brother. Thank you, Bob, for that. Let's jump on to the Common Sense Hotline, which, by the way, is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Chris checking in Richland today. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, do you remember? Are you old enough to remember when the Democratic standard was safe, legal, and rare?
No, I think we all remember
in terms of abortion.
Yeah, we all remember that. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. You could be 15 years old and still remember that. You know, how did we get here from there?
Because it was always a lie.
Yeah, yeah. But, and somebody recently asked me, you know, why do we fight so hard against their agenda? It's because it's a lie. It wasn't supposed to be safe, legal, and rare. That was just a convenient truth, like, you know, you can keep your doctor.
There was a pathway. Well, a better example is, you know, they want to give us, and I got to run, Chris, thank you for that, but they want to give us single-payer health care. I mean, you hear Elizabeth Warren say it, Kamala Harris say it, single-payer health care is on tap for everyone. But I thought the Democrats gave us health care called Obamacare. I thought we were all set. I thought it was all fixed and we were ready to go. And we knew then, and you know now, and you were told then, and you'll be told again now. That was nonsense. The whole setup was to create a single-payer healthcare system to control you. Control you. And the other thing they'll control is the food system. Even backyard chickens are being regulated. But I digress. You know what? Let's have a little fun. You know, when it's 15 degrees below zero like it is right now, I suggest turn your heat down, go get some hot, buttery popcorn, and get it ready and get into the theater where our good friend Ron Van Timmeren will be there to tell you all of the great things that are going on from Celebration. Ron, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, that's a great endorsement. What a plan.
Yeah, hot popcorn in a warm theater. Just turn your thermostat down at home and go, hey, go see a double feature. Just hang out. Just hang out.
You took the words right out. You took the words right out of my mouth. Double feature day. Come on.
Exactly. What do you got for me?
Well, holding over from last week, still in theaters today, for the families, The Kid Who Would Be King was the big movie. That Spider-Man movie, that was PG. That's good for all ages. A Dog's Way Home, that's PG for the kids. Mary Poppins is still hanging around. Even Wreck-It Ralph is still in theaters, left over from Thanksgiving week. That thing won't go away. So there's five family choices there.
And I went to Aquaman, and I thought that was reasonably family safe, too. So I'll say that. You know, and I saw Glass with the kid. They didn't seem to mind that either. You know, the good versus evil, it was okay. It wasn't one of those crazy, you know, axe murderer movies. So I'm good with it.
PG-13, you have to know your kids, right?
Exactly.
So older kids are going to love that stuff. And, yeah, Glass, number one at the box office 2 weeks in a row, probably gets there again, Steve, because in case you didn't know it, it's a super weekend for doing, watching football, apparently.
It is?
And Hollywood is always gone light this week with movies. So we get stuff like Miss Bala, which means Miss Bullet in Spanish, with Gina Rodriguez and Anthony Mackie, action, drama, thriller. Also, new this weekend, a faith-based movie called The Least of These, the Graham Staines story. True story of a missionary in India who ran afoul of the law there about you can't convert people from one faith to another, and he was working with the lepers there in India and got himself in trouble. That was an interesting story, rated PG-13. And then the other one, Steve, Destroyer, with Nicole Kidman, her deep dive into undercover cop works, where she really looks a little rough for the wear there.
Dude, she is everywhere.
She's had a big year.
She's
right.
I mean,
she
dude,
was
she's
in Aquaman, well, wasn't she?
Yeah, the Aquaman thing, and then I just saw her in something else. I saw her something else because the Aquaman
the upside,
thing. What's that?
The Upside.
Yeah,
she
there it is.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the trailer. You're right. That's where I saw it. But in Aquaman, we talked about this before because they made her look like she was 25 years old. I mean, it was awesome. I can't kid you. It was awesome. Yeah. They did. I mean, it was incredible because she's about 50, right? I mean, and she's aged well, don't get me wrong, but, you know, you don't look 25 when you're 50. I don't care what you do.
No, and that's the magic of the movies. And just like they can make you look pretty, they can make you look awful, and that's what the Destroyer look is for Nicole Kidman. She was nominated for a Golden Globe Best Actress in that role. Here's a couple of interesting things we've got to offer. I know we've talked about the documentary They Shall Not Grow Old, Peter Jackson's homage to World War One, and that is getting a regular run, meaning it's playing every day, four times a day, some 2D, some 3D shows. That's at Celebration Lansing and Celebration North in Grand Rapids, and also on the IMAX for 1 week only, the best documentary nominee, Free Solo, about the guy who climbed without ropes, without tools, up El Capitan, and is shot for the IMAX screen. It's awesome. You
Man, if he
out.
Had fallen, that'd have been something on the IMAX, huh?
No, we didn't want to see that, but you know the guy lived, spoiler alert.
Ron.
He's interviewed in the very first part of the movie, but you're still holding on to the edge of your seat the whole time he's climbing. It's really fascinating.
I think you're right, but let's be honest. You don't go to the bullfight unless you're rooting for the bull. I mean, it's human nature, Ron. It's human nature. I feel terrible.
Maybe your human nature, Steve. Not all of us want to see the blood and guts off, right?
You know, you go to the bullfights because you think the bull might win once in a while. Anyhow, the best way to get tickets is with that terrific Celebration app, correct?
Correct, sir. That will get you all the show times. You can buy tickets online, reserve your seats, or you can go to CelebrationCinema.com to do that as well. Also, this weekend, the Indie Film Series back at Studio C and a couple other Celebration locations. So check out all the good stuff on the app.
There you go. And Ron, he's going to go get comforted up in a nice big deluxe seat with hot buttered popcorn. Fine plan, Ron, because we'll find you where?
I'll see you at the movie, Steve.
There you go, everybody. Ron Van Timmerman. I thought Glass was an interesting movie and fun to watch. I thought Aquaman was a good movie, fun to watch. I am going to go see The Upside. I like the premise of the whole thing. And I might go see Destroyer. That struck me as interesting. Destroyer with an aged Nicole Kidman. Hey, it's 25 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.